thank you, Kim. It's Bill F. It's Wendy Snyder, and this is our doctor segment today. We had Dr. John Duffy, clinical psychologist, and now we have Dr. Shanee Francis, who is a dermatologist with North Shore University Health System. Hi, Dr. Francis. How are you?
Pleased to be here.
All right. We were talking off the air. It is not Skin Cancer Awareness Month, Melanoma Month. That's not coming for a while. Right. But the fact that we're seeing the sun for once in a long time.
Hello.
Hello, Mr. Sunshine.
That's what that is up there. It's been a while.
And the weather's warming up, so people are going to be exposing their extremities, like their arms and their legs, and we have to start talking about our skin.
That's correct.
All right, so I brought something up to you off the air. For years, I've been saying, I got to get my kids and my husband and myself in to get a mole check. Is that what it's called?
It is what it's called. You can also call it a total body skin exam or a full skin exam. Very important for everyone to get at least one to talk about your risk factors and things that you've done in your past that you may or may not know is causing a higher risk of skin cancer, and clear that out at least once with a dermatologist.
Is this the same thing as body mapping?
No. This
That's
is
different.
Not body mapping. Body mapping refers to where you get photographs. So full on every part of your body photographed.
Bill, you've done that and posted them on the internet.
Yeah. I met this guy at Target. He took some pictures for me. Seemed like a nice enough guy.
This is for medical purposes.
Oh.
And focused on your moles. But then those images are stored in a computer and then looked at or referenced to as time goes. And
with some giggling or without some giggling?
May or may not have right. giggling. It just depends. But right. definitely
so
not from the doctor.
Here's the thing. I have a redheaded son who is now 17 who I have slathered in sunscreen ever since he's been born. Mm-hmm. I know you have to wait, what, 8 months or something?
6 months.
6 months. Mm-hmm. But he has been covered. I have a 14-year-old who has darker mm-hmm. skin, so I didn't worry about him mm-hmm. as much. Mm-hmm. And I hear that now the redhead may not have the issues, even though fair skin, because I've protected him, but yes. the other one falls by yes. the wayside.
That is true. And what the current research has shown is that the teenage years are most important for melanoma risk. So bad sunburns, really bad sunburns during these teenage years and early adult years actually confer to about an 80% higher risk of melanoma.
Okay, Bill, I don't mean to scare you, but when we were in our 20s,
yes.
we used baby oil.
Yes.
We laid in the yard all the time, never sunscreen. I never put sunscreen on.
Never.
I have had numerous sunburns, mm-hmm. and I can be more at risk for melanoma
yes.
now because
yes.
of those issues back then.
Yes.
Oh, I got to make a mole check.
This is why everyone needs at least one appointment.
And a lot of times, if you have skin cancer or the early stages of it, it won't show up for years, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
This is the problem with chasing skin cancer, which is why the American Academy of Dermatology is trying to get the word out earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Because the young age, teenage years, young adult, even childhood, most important for lifelong protection for skin cancer. Usually the damage happens in the 20s or 30s, and
yeah.
then you don't see it until you're 50 or 60.
Yeah.
So obviously, if everyone could look backwards, then it'd be easier to prevent. But it's because it's happening so early and you don't see it for so late that by the time you know it's a problem, it's too late to reverse what you've already done.
All right. So if caught early, melanoma, can it be taken care of?
Yes. In fact, that is the main thing that we are focused on is early detection saves lives. The
yeah.
earlier you catch it, the easier it is to treat and the much higher likelihood you have to live. So it's not a death sentence when you get melanoma. It all depends on when you catch it. So we always emphasize looking at your body every month, just once a month, check to make sure you know what's there.
Mm-hmm.
Because the earlier you find it, the better your chances.
I feel like going into the bathroom with right. Dr. Shanee Francis right now and taking all my clothes off.
You wouldn't be the first.
To me all the time.
You wouldn't be the first guest Wendy has done that way. We have guys from the improv in here every week. You should see what goes on.
Every part.
when you go in though, and they do these tests, if they see something on you that looks a little foreign,
mm-hmm.
do they do something right away, or do they schedule a follow-up and some sort of a minor surgery, or could be a major surgery, but they don't do it right away when they see something?
That's a great question. It depends on the dermatologist, and it depends on how bad the lesion looks to the doctor. So we actually have a great specialty where we're real time. So in that appointment, if we think it looks bad enough, we can test it right then.
Can you?
Yeah. We'll take a little biopsy. It's actually a fairly quick procedure and find out the results in 1 or 2 weeks.
All right, Dr. Shanee Francis in the studio with us, dermatologist with North Shore University Health System. You can go to northshore.org to find out all the answers to your questions or to make an appointment.
Right.
Something I want to mention, melanoma is not necessarily on skin that's always exposed to the sun. Sometimes your toes or in areas that you, unless you're suntanning naked, would normally not see the light of day. Is that true?
Absolutely. I've actually caught melanoma right in between the crack of the bottom. Mm. So when you spread them.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you go to
the
dermatologist.
Do you want to go in the bathroom with Dr. Francis?
Yeah, sure. I'm open for an hour starting
at noon.
Don't stay
open. You definitely want to make sure you...
Now you've done it.
See, I'm sorry, Dr. Right. Francis. You'll never come back.
You definitely want to make sure that you're checking all surfaces. They even have vulvar melanoma or on the penis. It's actually easier in guys because all of their equipment is out front where
right.
they can see it.
That's
but
right.
women have areas that are never detected. And so it's very, very troubling when you see something when you're usually 60 or 70 years old. They haven't, no one's looked there for a while.
Yeah.
And not, no pun intended, but right. I mean, it's troubling because it usually presents so late.
You can get it
anywhere, and
it's
not
in the vulval area.
Yes, and it's not always related to sun exposure. Sometimes genetics play a role. So it's important when you do get your skin exam, have everywhere checked. Don't be shy. Have everywhere looked at.
A friend of mine who had a minor bout with skin cancer a short time ago said that what he noticed wasn't so much a discoloration, but a part of his body had very scaly skin all of a sudden
mm-hmm.
that he never had before. Is that one of the telltale signs?
It is, and not necessarily melanoma, but other skin cancers like non-melanoma skin cancer, squamous cell or basal cell, you can present with just a sensitive area or
yeah.
a tender area or a rough, dry spot. Sometimes it's painful or tender. Sometimes it looks like a pimple and it just won't go away. And that's a history we have all the time. They had a pimple in the same place for a year and it looks like it gets better and then it comes right back in the exact same spot. Those are all reasons to get that spot checked out.
I am so nervous right
now.
Yeah,
I know.
I feel like
everything you've described, there's one in there like a checklist.
Yeah.
I've had that happen. I've had that happen.
But I have, and I don't know if this is technically the term, but I have light-colored moles. Are they a blonde mole? I've heard people refer to them as such. Maybe just because I'm blonde.
I'm a cartoon fan. I've had Morocco mole. Have you ever heard of him?
Shut up. Does it make any difference? I've had them on my face forever. People would think in pictures they're a pimple. They're not. They're just a mole. They've never changed.
Yeah.
They've been checked. It doesn't matter necessarily if one is lighter than another one.
No, it doesn't. We do know that skin cancer that's melanoma comes from those same type of cells
yeah.
as moles. They usually do show up darker. So the moles that aren't pigmented usually are okay. I'm using the word usually on purpose.
Right.
Nothing is 100%. But the skin color, flesh color moles that you've had forever and never changed, that's usually okay.
And change is something that is not good.
Color change, size change is bad.
Change can
irregular
be a sign
borders.
That something
yeah.
is wrong. So we talk about the A, B, C, D, and E's of melanoma. E is for evolution. So that's, in a sense, just changing. A is asymmetry, so the pigment's not evenly distributed. One side is darker than the other side. Border irregularity is for B. B is for border. So funny shape, especially streaks. Or just irregular scallop borders. C, more than one color. So C is color. Black
yeah.
is always, almost always a bad.
Yeah.
Especially if you're a lighter complexion person and you have something black on your skin almost every time. You should get that checked out right away. But darker ethnicities like myself or even Hispanic and Asian cultures can have very dark moles that still can be normal. But if your skin is light, especially if you're someone who does not tan, then dark is almost always bad. also, if the mole is fading in color back to normal skin color, or it has like a bluish or a grayish color, these are all really bad colors. And on the American Academy of Dermatology, there's tons of pictures to show you colors and bad moles.
It's really gross, but it's nice to look at to know what you're looking for.
Yeah. D is diameter, which is larger than an eraser. So that's a good landmark to look at. If the size of it is bigger than a pencil or eraser, then that's a problem. And again, E is evolution. So if it's changing, I actually had someone come in and they had no feature really than the fact that it was larger, and it doubled in size in the last 3 months.
Holy
moly. It was melanoma. So it doesn't matter how ugly it looks. If it's changing, which is why you need to be aware of your body, then it's important to get it checked out.
Yeah.
How often do you recommend a mole check or a body check?
It depends on your risk factors, honestly.
They'll let you know once.
Exactly. I say everyone should come in at least once just to know your risk factors. Everyone, all races, all ethnicities, should come in at least once just to get screened and talk about what you've actually done in the past and how you could have risks that you aren't aware of. And then once you get screened and talk about those risk factors, then the dermatologist should be able to tell you how frequently you should come. Most people are lower risk, so every couple of years.
Can you tell just by looking at one? Can you just see
why
one
you have one you want to show?
I got one or two.
Sometimes you can tell just by looking. I mean, dermatology is a very visual profession, so sometimes you can tell by looking, but we always confirm with testing.
Yeah, sure.
It's never acceptable to just cut it off and throw it away. You know, right. We always check it out under the microscope to make sure we know exactly what it is, even though looking does tell the story in most cases.
I bet. What about, I know a lot of people have problems with skin tags.
Yes.
Is that an indication of a skin cancer, or is that a totally
different
thing? I just
cut them off.
Totally different thing.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
Andy's got a paper slicer.
So what I recommend for my patients is don't cut off anything without me seeing it, okay?
That's fair.
But other than that, yeah.
All right, we have to take a quick break, and then we have a couple more questions for you. I know I do. And we're talking about melanoma and just being aware, because if found early, survival rate is pretty great, but
very
you
great.
Can die from this.
Yes.
All right, so Dr. Shanee Francis with us, dermatologist with North Shore University Health System. You can go to northshore.org for more information. 312-981-7200. It's Bill and Wendy, 720 WGN. We're talking with Dr. Shanee Francis, and Bill just got a quick little examination.
Yes.
I think you owe her a copay now.
I'm taking her out to dinner. We're going out to an Italian restaurant tonight. Have a nice time.
Dr. Shanee Francis, a dermatologist with North Shore University Health System, northshore.org. Make an appointment. I promise you I'm going to make an appointment with a dermatologist when I leave today. I have to, because I think about it, and all we did was just lay out and burn ourselves when we were growing up.
And we're seeing that now. We're seeing the damage from the 60s and the 70s with the baby oil and the iodine. I've heard that story every day in my practice. And we're seeing that right now.
Is there a genetic connection at all?
So in some cases, there are genes that are involved, specifically with melanoma. And that's the point I like to emphasize, is that sometimes, no matter what you do, genetics will still put you at a little bit of higher risk. So those people should be even more cautious and even more vigilant about being protected from the sun.
If someone in your family has a history of this,
yes,
definitely go in. Don't mess
definitely
around with this. Yeah.
If someone in your family has if you have a family history of any skin cancer, you should be going to the dermatologist.
Right.
In fact, even in your younger ages, just to get an idea of what you should be doing, because there are a lot of misconceptions about sunscreen out there as well, and people need to know how to apply sunscreen correctly, how to buy the right sunscreen, and what to do to actually get that protection.
Is there an SPF factor that you recommend?
You
want to go high, don't
30
you?
Or above.
Yeah.
That's it. There's very marginal increases in protection of over 30, and people change the way they actually apply the sunscreen over 30 and have a bigger false sense of security for higher SPF, which just isn't realized.
Yeah.
So SPF 30 or above, don't get too stuck on the SPF, though, because SPF only refers to UVB, which is one type of ultraviolet radiation which causes skin cancer, but UVA also can cause skin cancer, and that's only found protection through the broad spectrum sunscreen. So it's important to get broad spectrum. Don't focus exclusively on the SPF, although that is important. The American Academy of Dermatology recommends SPF 30 or above.
Okay.
All right, something, granted, we were silly and we used baby oil and iodine and honestly no sunscreen when we were teenagers and in our 20s, ever. But there's a certain group of people now that go tanning all the time.
Yes.
That can't be good for you.
Not good. We see them. We see melanoma in the younger population almost always because of tanning or family history. 20-year-olds, 25-year-olds, the youngest melanoma I had was a 22-year-old person who had a membership at tanning salons. So,
are the tanning beds better or worse or just as bad? It doesn't matter, does it?
It depends. And that research still isn't confirmatory. So there's a lot of debate and discussion about that. The one problem is the regulation is not there. So there's no standardization across the board of what type of ultraviolet radiation each tanning salon has. Mm-hmm. So that would determine the risk. So it was very difficult to do a study on that to really nail it down.
Yeah.
And there is a lot of controversy because there's a lot of tanning advocates out there.
There are.
So, you know, I'm not going to narrow myself down too far on that category, but I can tell you that in my personal experience and practice, I do see a higher incidence in younger people who have tanned, especially when they've tanned a significant amount.
George Hamilton, your thoughts? That guy is tanned. He's like bacon. It's like hanging out with a piece of bacon.
He is like human bacon.
He probably has a good dermatologist.
I hope he does.
What about, like, I really love L'Oreal Sublime Bronze. And you just put it on and that no problems with.
Absolutely.
Because there is obviously chemicals in there that change your skin color.
So that's what they're doing. It's a cosmetic trick. They're changing your skin color. They're not changing your internal response to UV radiation, which is a completely different thing. Think of it like makeup, right? So you can put it on all you want and you can have that tan.
I like that.
We'll call it the healthy tan because it's a tan without doing any damage to yourself. And that's the way, you know, I emphasize. I see patients come in. That line is good. Jergens bronzing shimmer. People come in all the time and trick me and they get a little bit of a lecture before they stop me and say, Dr. Francis, this is Jergens. Cut it out. And sure enough, you can wipe it off. But it's actually pretty good. Tricks me.
All right. And if you're going in, I wear a lot of makeup to cover, you know, just old broken capillaries and such. So if I'm going to get a mole check, makeup free, right?
Makeup free or we'll take it off.
I'm going to look like James Spader. Yes. Just walked in. Without makeup, that's who I look. That or Tom Petty. Eyelashes are very blonde.
Yeah,
you won't recognize me.
You have to plan. Another thing to think about is nail polish, okay? So a lot of people come in with nail polish and you can't see nail bed melanomas very easily. Or they come in talking about, you know, something about on their toenail and you can't really appreciate it. So some offices have acetone to remove the polish, but
unless
it's always
they're a
helpful.
No chip.
Yeah, right. It's always helpful to have the polish off too when you come in. And men, facial hair. So beards are in, and I know it's hard to part with them, but when you picked up that sun exposure, you didn't have a beard. And so having a fresh shave is also very helpful in helping the doctor be able to recognize, a possible problem. All these things are good things to do to prepare.
Hopefully we save some lives today, Bill.
I hope so.
If not us, definitely Dr. Shanee Francis. Yep. You can find her at northshore.org. She's a dermatologist, North Shore University Health System. And thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure.
Thanks,
Very
Dr.
enlightening.
Francis. Yep. I appreciate it. We'll take a quick break. We'll find out what Steve has on the Wintrust Business Lunch.